to be able to be where I'm at right now today, like this was not on my radar at all. And I'm not done yet. I'm ready to be able to go one step beyond that. So in the whole grand scheme of things, sometimes I just don't think that you realize how far you have come and how far you can actually continue to go until you take the step.
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi-six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Good morning to you. How is everything?
Everything is great. Everything's great.
Thank you for saying yes to sort of coming onto the show and taking a little bit of time out of your busy day. I think we were due to speak maybe a couple of weeks back at some point, and it didn't quite work out time-wise. And I think, yeah, obviously great that you found another time to get in, and wonderful to have a chance to have a few minutes to talk to you. I always like to start by, so just for the sake of anybody listening, you know, just brief introduction from yourself. Who are you? Where you're from? And I guess also just to sort of give some context to the journey. What do you feel, you know, or remind us what you were maybe struggling with, or what challenges you had before you joined the program? You know, like the things that you wanted to fix. So give us a bit of an insight back to then.
Yeah, sure. I'm Jessica Eccles, and we are from New Richmond, Wisconsin. So that's where we currently live. And as far as where we were or where I was, I say we because Jason and I, my husband and I, are both training with you guys, and it's been amazing, first of all. But where we were, you know, I've lifted my entire life, really. I mean, since I was in high school, always lifted. Have always kind of been involved in fitness in some way. It's interesting how you have these things that you pick up over time, bad habits, some good habits, but bad habits. And so for me, I was really just looking to support Jason in his journey because he really wanted to dive into this. And I thought, you know, I've been lucky enough to, I had a trainer in the past, so I've experienced some things, but I had no idea what we were about to embark on. I had no clue whatsoever. And I'm so happy that we did, because I didn't have a good basic idea or understanding of macros. And I think for me, that's been one of the biggest ahas for me. But yeah, just that every day getting up, kind of looking at myself and not necessarily feeling comfortable in my skin, that's where I was. Even though I was sure. Doing all the things, I was consistently working out, I thought I was eating healthy, but I still wasn't where I wanted to be.
Yeah. And that's lovely. So originally you were there to support your husband, and then found that that through doing that wonderful thing, you've ended up having an amazing journey of your own. And that's a lovely thing. And again, we hear this a lot, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but we hear a lot where people say, I thought I was doing things right, or I was doing a lot of stuff, but still not seeing the result, which is, again, you know, super normal, because everybody has their own understanding of what right is. And I suppose there isn't actually an answer to right in certain areas. There is no necessarily right or wrong. There's only what's right for an individual in their life, their circumstances, with their goals, etc. And so you've been lifting, I think you just said that you've been lifting all your life. So obviously, you know, no stranger to the gym. Let's maybe focus on that bit. So have there been any revelations in terms of training, in terms of style, setup, how to actually execute movements? Have you found that that's been a particular area that you've brought further forward after sort of being in and being coached by us?
Yeah, I think all of the above. So yeah, I definitely know my way around a gym. And in the most recent future, since having kids, actually, so probably the last 13 years, I was focused a lot on HIIT and, you know, the high intensity interval training, basically feeling like I was going to die during each session. And when we made this transition, I was like, what? You know, I don't feel like I'm going to die during these. And so it's been, I think that's been so awesome, is just to know that we can consistently do these workouts. Strength training obviously has been a huge, huge thing for me as we transitioned, as I was transitioning from HIIT. And I even asked Ash, I was like, well, what about, you know, why am I not doing this HIIT stuff? And he was great and is always so graceful in redirecting us in our thought patterns. But yeah, it's been great, because those, you know, we train our personal, you know, obviously this might be different for everybody, but we have the 4 days, 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on for lifting, and then 3 days basically a cardio. And it's not hours of our time, and the results have been amazing. It's just been amazing. And for an individual who is in that menopausal area where hormones are a struggle and all of those things, I always knew strength training is super important, but I think it becomes just as important as flexibility and mobility as we're getting older and as we're aging and kind of losing some of that. So that was for me kind of the biggest aha, like, oh, I really don't have to keep killing myself here.
HIIT's lovely. I mean, you know, it's a great thing to sort of do, but it is, I mean, if done truly properly, it kind of does feel like having your soul taken out of you. Like it should literally feel absolutely horrific. And I mean, I did HIIT as part of a sort of cardio regime when I used to get ready for shows. And the problem with HIIT is it does have a benefit, certainly probably, you know, probably in terms of increasing things like VO2 max and those sorts of, you know, areas, which are obviously really, really good. But it's very difficult to recover from if done a lot. So we only have a certain level of recoverable ability. And that's, you know, it's not necessarily naturally going up as we get older. There's going to be a bell curve. It's going to get really good at some point, and it's going to naturally start to sort of go down unless we really focus on it. And HIIT is probably one of those things that really digs us deep into what we're able to recover from. And so it has validity in certain areas, but I'm sure the goal that you specifically presented to Ash, you know, when you were sort of laying out what you want to do, you're sort of sitting there thinking, first of all, what is the simplest and easiest route to that goal? Because when we're coaching, I mean, we are logically just thinking, okay, how do we get to this goal in the simplest, well, a few things, the simplest and easiest way, and in a manner that the person can sustain for as long as they like. Because, you know, let's say it was, okay, go off and do HIIT 7 days a week. Like, okay, you might last a few weeks, but it's not, you're not going to last forever, and it's not going to be sustainable in another 20 years. So this is where things like strength training come in, and societal level, I think females, well, clearly definitely strength train a heck of a lot more than they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And of course, things like 15, 20 years ago, you know, women were generally just doing classes or just cardio and strength training. That room was for the men, and that's gone now. You know, like, I mean, I see women, you know, training in the gym, like absolutely having it, like, you know, it's great, because there's no reason really in my mind why men and women should train differently. Maybe focus on different muscle groups. Yes, of course, that would make sense. But in terms of, I mean, I've had people say to me over the years, oh, you know, I'm a female, how do I train differently to a man? I'm like, I don't know, you're human, aren't you? Like, you've got the same skeleton, the same muscles. We are the same. There's obviously a huge amount of differences, but when it comes to strength training, it should look the same. It should be fine movements that fit, that work well biomechanically, that can be progressed over time. The goal becomes, I mean, I know my goal is to be able to train until the very day I can't, if you get what I mean. I just want to be able to go into a gym and can, you know, and you said also there, the other things that are important, things like stability, mobility, flexibility, all these things, like, they're great, you know, but if our body's not strong enough to be able to use mobility, flexibility, then they're kind of like, I'm not going to say they're useless things, but they're certainly a lot more beneficial when we have a strong, able body. So obviously, right, that sounds awesome. And then of course, then we plug into the side of that, sort of the nutrition side. So I think you said that you understood macros, but you definitely said it, that's definitely been an aha moment. So bring us into that. Looking back now, from the position right now, what do you think were the things that you either thought you knew or you didn't, or you just flat out know that you didn't know when you look back to before your time with us?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, obviously it's kind of a no-brainer, calories in, calories out. But the tracking piece I was kind of, you know, maybe kind of tracking, maybe not. It was really inconsistent. So having that, we use MyFitnessPlan with you guys, and I actually used that before. But again, just wrapping your brain around that, like whatever I'm putting in my mouth, I have to get down. It's not good, it's not bad. I just got to get it down, because if I don't, I don't know where I stand for the day, whether it would be for calories or for macros. So it's kind of a just one of those things that you have to get into that that habit of doing, and then understanding that it's not a punishment if you had a bite of a cookie or a half of a cookie. Just record it. So yeah, so that's definitely been part of it. My understanding of macros was very, very, very limited before I started this. And now as Ash is continuing to kind of bring us through to sustaining and those types of things, I'm starting to understand like what I can tweak throughout the course of the day to still stay within that macro. 'Cause at first I told Jason, I'm like, I cannot do this every single day. I cannot eat the same supper every single day. This is insane. And so I was right away like, I don't know if I can do this. But as we did it, it's like, oh my God, it's so much easier. It's so much easier to be able to get yourself into a habit if you just do the same thing. It doesn't mean you have to do this for your whole life, right? But to get yourself trained and your brain wrapped around the idea of recording, it made life so much simpler. And a double bonus is that now I have a husband who knows exactly what he needs to do when he gets home. And if he beats me home, he can start supper. Like, I love that, because it's not only just me. So that's been great. I guess it's healthier for the marriage too.
Yeah, loads of wins there, right? Yeah, I think
Right.
nothing like coming home and having dinner made for you. I'm sure that's absolutely that's amazing. And I think you said a few things in there. One, people are quite often, well, like you said, it's like I can't eat the same thing every night. Like I can't possibly do that. And I always think, and I understand that, but most people get themselves into a problem, whether that be weight wise, whether that be health wise, physique wise, because of too many options. That's where they get themselves into trouble. It's like we get into a problem because it's too many options and there's absolutely zero accountability. So it's more options that give us more problems. Now, you're right. It doesn't mean we need to eat the same meals every day. Now, to start with, what we tried to say to people is, hey, how about trying to eat the same meals every day? It's not going to kill you, is it? And it might just solve the problem. And I also, someone might say, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. And my answer is the same to everyone. It's like, I locked you in a prison and gave you the same three meals every day, the same one here, the same one in the middle of the day, the same one in the same three meals. You would eat those same three meals and eventually you'd thank me for them. In other words, as a human, we could absolutely do that. It's just we think we can't. We've been taught that we should have this variety, and of course we should, but it does tend to get us into some sticky situations where we're like, well, we don't know what we're accountable to. Food these days is incredibly convenient, isn't it? Like, we go back many, many, many years, and it was, there was no such things as food being brought to your door, and even fast food at one point wasn't a thing, and it was, we were eating wholesome meals, and that's probably, why. We weren't there's been an obesity epidemic over the last 10, 20 something odd years. And of course also the tracking side of things there, again, completely understand that it can be a very it sounds like it's a prison, it sounds like it's a punishment to have to track your food. But then every time I've spoken to someone who has gone off and tracked it, what they realize is it actually gives them freedom to, one, be able to choose other foods and still absolutely know that they're on a plan. So for example, somebody could eat completely different meals every single day if they were just extremely diligent at, well, the thing I say is plan the meal and log it before you eat it.
Before,
Like, that's it. Before you eat it. And this is the key thing. And many people are like, oh, I tracked my food, but I've gone way off plan. And I'm like, well, just do it the other way around. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, how about just weigh the food out, track it, work out if you can eat it. And if you can't, take a bit of food off and then eat what you can and you stay on track. And it's like, oh, I never thought about it that way. I know it's like, and it sounds, and the goal is not for not that for that not to take the joy out of eating, but again, if the goal is big enough and important enough for someone, just saying to them, look, you can kind of, you can eat any meat or fish you want. You can generally eat basically what you like. Like we should be eating healthy foods no matter what. There's going to be some other foods that sneak in there, and like you said, technically there are no good or bad foods. The only foods I would put into a bad category as the more processed it is, the more bad it becomes, really, right? Food it is, the more preservative it is. It's that sort of thing. But there are no inherently bad and good foods. I love cookies. My mom gave me an incredible sweet tooth. I like anything sweet, desserts being higher on the list. There's no way I'm not going to eat those things. I just account for them in my day. Like you said, if you eat something technically what someone might think is bad, it's like, well, no, it's not bad. Just track it. And I've seen this happen extremely successful where I can think of a number of clients where they've struggled with days of binging, might be weekends, and they literally can't control themselves, but they've tracked everything. And you can see it on their MyFitnessPal graph. It looks like the Empire State Building in the middle of it. And I'm like, but at least you've tracked it. It's not like you swept it under the carpet and thought, well, you know, this, I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. It's like, no, because then you'll do it again and think you can get away with it. It's track it, see what it's done, own those decisions, and then move forward. You know, so you've obviously made some huge progress there.
Alphas. I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you, it's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then, of course, sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person. And, of course, drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast, and, of course, subscribe. And now back to the show.
The other sort of main key elements, of course, training their nutrition. The other key element is then, of course, the accountability and the actual sort of coaching element. So I think Ash coaches you both, right? So I think we made sure that that always works particularly well. And we have lots of couples in the program. And to my knowledge, they all have the same coach because it's so successful. Because the coach is sitting there sort of like thinking, oh, if I kind of give them this person this meal, I wonder if this one fits this meal over here. And it can work really well. So talk to me a little bit about the accountability, the check-in process. Is it what you expected? Is it different? Has it been useful? Like, talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So the check-ins, again, at first, I wasn't used to having that much accountability with previous trainers. I mean, we would touch base, you know, a few times a week, but the weekly check-ins for me, a couple of things. One, I love going through and talking about my wins. Right. Because that's something that I'm not very good at doing. I'm not very good at celebrating my own wins. I'm super supportive of other people, but my own stuff is difficult for me. So that's a challenge. And that's probably where I have to spend most of my time because I'm like, oh, God, this is hard. But then, you know, also talking about what things throughout the course of that week have I had challenges with, whether it would be certain movements. I've gone through some serious shoulder things for quite a while, and Ash has been amazing at helping me work through all of that. So that check-in process is great. Not only that, but when we're weighing ourselves every day, which is something I was always against, but I'm understanding why now. But seeing that number as just a baseline and an average over the week, right? So I'm not fixated on every single day like I thought I would be. It's that check-in number. And I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, it did kind of fluctuate through the week, but overall I had a loss of whatever. So that piece has been great. And then, you know, looking forward to the next week, right? You're setting yourself up then for what three things do we really want to focus on and accomplish this week? And then, of course, the homework that comes with it. I was like, what do you mean homework? What is this about? But it's been really great because, again, it keeps that accountability, I think, with not only Ash as the trainer, but myself. Like, oh, yeah, I got to get back to him on that. And it keeps me on track, I guess. So the check-in process, I think, is great.
Good. One of the things that we put into the check-in was, yeah, what was your biggest win from this last week? And we won't, as coaches, we won't let someone not put something in there. So often someone will put, you know, nothing, they'll put a line or NA. And we'll go back and like, you can't leave that blank. Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't care what you put in there. You find something. It could be something that's got nothing to do with what we're doing here. If we can't, and I know this is not always easy, but if we can't find something, there's always a win in a week. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it could be, I didn't stub my toe this week. Wow, that's a win. Like, it can be the most ridiculous thing. But if we, you know, if we don't find something in our life, I think this is a bigger picture than just the coaching that we do. But if we don't find something in our life that we can look back, it's gratitude also. There's a, you know, we're sort of big on the idea of you can't be, if someone practices gratitude, which is like it's the same thing as kind of finding wins, you can't be really angry, annoyed and upset and very grateful at the same time. They're nearly opposite. You can't be, which is why performing gratitude or thinking about daily wins at the very end of the day is really smart. Why? Because then we go to sleep with a mind that's in a much more positive place. Chances are whatever our mind does, you know, as we sleep and how it sort of lets go of thoughts and maybe stores our information, it's got a better chance of doing a better job. And generally people wake up more positive, maybe a bit more alert in the morning. Like these things, although sometimes sound a bit woo-woo, they, if you start stacking enough of them together, so it could be box breathing, could be maybe some mindfulness, it could be gratitude. Don't have to do these things, but I think most people find if they're in place, they have a bit of an impact. Just like the so you see the sort of regular email that comes around, and I think it's on either Sunday night or Monday morning, which is the, you know, the three biggest wins, something like three biggest challenges, three biggest things to work on for the coming week, which is to get people to reflect, work out where they are, plan for the next week. Reflect, work out where they are, plan for the next week. Because if we're not doing that on a regular basis, then what happens is we're starting to just sail a ship in a sort of circle. We don't really know where we're going and why. So you've mentioned wins there, challenges, the daily weight also, and understandably many people, I've got to weigh myself daily. It's like, yeah, daily. I'm like, why? Because you'll see what your weight does. Like we say to people, don't get, like you've said, don't get fixated on the number. It's just a metric. We're just tracking it. And if we're looking for an average over the week. So what we're trying to show people is, one, we're trying to get an average because that's the one we're looking at. But also visually, our weight is bouncing up and down all of the time. And if we happen to just weigh once and we happen to weigh on a bad day, I mean, my weight can fluctuate quite a lot. If I go and spend a day out in the sun and don't drink a lot, I could be up 7, 8, 9 pounds the next day because my body just goes, holds on to all the water possible, and my weight goes flying up and down. That's just from one day of sitting in the sun, like being hot and not drinking enough water. But if I weighed myself that next morning and didn't think anything of it, I would think I was failing, right? I'd be like, oh, this is... So that daily weight, you know, even if you can then see that, you look at that average number, and hopefully that one should be the one that we're tracking and maybe tracking in the right direction. So where do you see things moving forward? You've obviously made a huge amount of progress and you've been doing exceptionally well. What's on your horizon goal list? What are maybe the next things that you're looking to hope to tick off in any of the areas that we're working on with you?
Yeah, you know, I just love to train. And I thought for a long time, I was just going to continue to do that. But I am looking at, and this is not, it's huge for me. And so I guess it is huge, right? Because it's my world. So I'm going to do a relay. I'm going to do part of a relay for a triathlon, just an Olympic distance. So a 10K for running. And then I'm trying to find, I do have a swimmer. I just need a biker on my team. So we are going to do a relay try in June. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. That's one of the things that we thought we would give a shot to. But otherwise it's just continuing to grow that strength and being strong and vibrant as we enter this next chapter of our lives.
Have you ever done anything like a try or an event like that? Is that completely new to you? Or is it something you've maybe had experience of in the past?
Yeah, no experience with tries. I've done races, like smaller 5K races and things like that, and even up to an 8 and a 10K. So not the first time I've done a race, but it's the first time I'll do something in this size of an event with other portions and on a team. So I'm really excited because it's hopefully with two other ladies that have not spent a lot of time with. So just kind of bringing them along for the ride. Yeah.
We've had many triathletes, Ironman competitors, endurance runners, like loads of people come through the program who are trying to, so I guess they would use the phrase trying to be a hybrid athlete. So they're trying to be, or they are being competitive in terms of long distance something, but then also want a great physique. So they want to drop body fat, be stronger, which is actually really quite difficult to sort of achieve both. But there are ways of going around it, and there are ways of helping people get stronger, have more endurance, run faster, etc., and also drop body fat and get leaner. But then also what you're adding into the mix is the camaraderie of actually doing this with sort of two other people. So you've got to sort of make sure that they're doing their bit, they're going to make sure you're doing your bit, which again is another it's another layer of good accountability around you. You know, I mean, obviously we offer great accountability, but having it in other areas of your life as well is going to be super useful. So did you say June, July, something up there? When are you going to do that?
June. Yeah. Yep. June.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. And what's the actual distance? You know,
I think the run is 10. It's a 10K. So nothing crazy. But for these short legs, it's long enough.
I wouldn't make it 10K. I've never been, if I was anything, I would have been a sprinter. And even then, I don't think I was particularly quick. I was never really cut out for sort of track-based athletic type stuff. I definitely played basketball more when I was younger. So anybody I think who runs and can, you know, sort of run and be really good at those disciplines, I think is amazing, because it's not something I was particularly good at. So what would you say, all in all, up until this point, what's the thing that you sort of think, that's surprising, I didn't think I was going to learn this at this particular point? What would you say that it might be?
Oh, there's been a lot. I think for me, being able to be comfortable again in my own skin, it's been a long time coming for that. So not that weight and body is all of that stuff, but you know, when you have that goal and you reach it and you're like, I'm not where I want to be quite yet, whether it would be weight or you know, lifting a certain weight or whatever it is, to be able to be where I'm at right now today, this was not on my radar at all. And I'm not done yet. Like I'm ready to be able to go one step beyond that. So in the whole grand scheme of things, sometimes I just don't think that you realize how far you have come and how far you can actually continue to go until you take the step, right?
Yeah.
And then it becomes possible. It's like throwing it out to the universe and proclaiming something. It's, you have to start there. It's your mind, it's your body, it's your soul, it's your nutrition. It's really everything. And for me, I think that's been, I think the coolest thing and priceless in my life, not to mention how proud I am of Jason and how far he's come in so many things. So for us to do this together is...
You're literally a power couple. Like both of you, but you've also both got exactly I can see why you both work so well together, because you have a very similar outlook, very positive, growth-minded. I can see why you're both an incredible success. I can see why, obviously, this is, you know, I mean, for us, it's a privilege for us to have come in and be a small part of your life and sort of take you from one place to another and impart any, you know, knowledge or experience that we've got, so that you can take that forward for as long as you want. And this is another key thing that I always say to everybody that comes in. It doesn't really matter where someone is skill or experience level wise. Like, we'll sort that out. But in terms of attitude and mentality, we can do our best to inspire those areas, but that's down to an individual. Someone's either going to come in with the right mindset to do the work, to ask the right questions, to implement and adapt and change, or they might not. And we can't necessarily change that. In other words, is someone coachable? You two are incredibly coachable. You're very open to direction. And I know that you ask questions and I know that you take things on board. Like, that's what coaching is. It's humans working together, problem solving towards a common goal. That's it. That's coaching on any level. And you're both, I've now done this an episode with you both individually, and you're both so similar in that mindset. So I can see why you're successful. And yeah, the pleasure's ours to be able to have you in the program and look after you both. So again, Jessica, thanks so much for coming onto the show. I know a lot of people are going to get a lot of inspiration and insight from the words that you said. So I thank you so much for that. For now, I'm going to let you go back to your day. I look forward to seeing your continued progress. Also, I look forward to seeing you and the two other ladies holding a trophy, maybe in 4 or 5 months' time. I'm not kidding. Like, we have expectations here, by the way, as well, right? Like, you know, it's winners all the way.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, all right. Like, it's like, you know. you could have one, two, or three, like one of those, one of them, and I, like anything else, you know, will make you go and do another one. How about that? Like, be as simple
as
that.
That's fair. I am joking. Fair enough.
Right, it's been a pleasure. Listen, go off and enjoy the rest of your day. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I know I'll get to talk to you again soon at some point. But for today, Jessica, go and have a wonderful one. Take care. Bye bye.
Thanks, Andy. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.